One of my favorite TV shows of all time is The IT Crowd. And if you've never seen an episode, stop playing this show and go watch one. Seriously. But come back after. I hope you enjoy this podcast too. Anyway, The IT Crowd is a British workplace comedy. Not The Office, although there is some similarities with that show. But we're not there yet. Unlike The Office, The IT Crowd takes place in a bit more of a, fantastical, for lack of a better word, world. And while the show does have some reality revolving around its staff members of an IT department, there's also...
You've got to help Roy! Richmond's out of his room. He's not in his room. He's supposed to be in his room. Why is he out of his room?
Well, he's going to come out and play with us for a while.
But the rainforest and...
What's wrong with you, Moss?
Roy's stuck underneath a lady's desk.
What, still?
Look, I know that normally this would be very funny, but he's been under there too long for a reasonable explanation. If that woman looks down, she's going to assume he's a desk rabbit.
What's a desk rabbit?
I just made that up.
A womanizing boss who claims the company once made part-year profits of 1,800 billion.
I should never have done that interview. But that journalist had an agenda.
There's more. Women are a kind of savage animal who men have civilized with their insatiable sexuality.
What don't you like about that?
Women are essentially no different from radiators. I like my women like I like my toast. Hot
and consumable with butter. You don't have to remind me. I'm all too familiar with my misguided words. Ladies, listen. No one can mistake me for Gok Wan. I've an old-fashioned mindset, but damn it, at least I try. And Random Industries is changing, ladies, for the better. The glass ceiling is now a glass floor. The women are floating above it, and the men are just looking up at them.
And then, of course, there's the tech illiterate manager.
So! First day?
Yes.
Scary?
Yes.
Don't be scared.
Well, I'm not really scared.
You should be.
Well, I'm a little bit scared.
Well, don't be!
Make up your mind.
So here you are.
Yes, really looking forward to getting to grips with...
I'm going to put you in IT, because you said on your CV you have a lot of experience with computers.
I did say that on my CV, yes. I have a lot of experience with the whole computer thing. You know, emails, sending emails, receiving emails, deleting emails. I could go on.
Do.
The web. Using mouse. Mices. Using mice. Clicking. Double-clicking. The computer screen, of course. The keyboard. The bit that goes on the floor down there.
The hard drive.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Well, you certainly seem to know your stuff.
And really, that explanation of the show does not do it justice. Really, seriously, go watch it. It's on CISO. But here's how The IT Crowd is similar to The Office. NBC tried to make an American version of the show as well. But we'll get to that story in a moment. Welcome to the CISO C-Show. I'm Andrew Steven. Watching the first few episodes of the American version of The Office at times feels like you're watching a shot-for-shot or line-for-line remake of the British show. And arguably, those early episodes of The Office never really took off. In fact, the show was almost canceled. But eventually, the American version found its own voice and became the show that we all love and remember. But why were those first few episodes not as successful? In 2001, creator of The Office, Ricky Gervais, told Time that he believed Americans are more down the line. They don't hide their hopes and fears. They applaud ambition and openly reward success. Brits are more comfortable with life's losers. We embrace the underdog until it's no longer the underdog. We tell ourselves it's because we don't want to sound insecure, but I think it might be for the opposite reason. We don't want to celebrate anything too soon. Failure and disappointment lurk around every corner. Continuing on, he said, "We had to make Michael Scott a slightly nicer guy with a rosier outlook on life. He could still be childish and insecure, and even a bore. But he couldn't be too mean. The irony, of course, is that I think David Brent, the original Michael Scott character, that David Brent's dark dissension and eventual redemption made him more compelling. But I think that's a lot more palpable in Britain for the reasons already stated. Brits almost expect doom and gloom. So to start off that way, but then to have a happy ending, is an unexpected joy. Network America has to give people a reason to like you, and not just a reason to watch you. So with that knowledge in mind, when I first saw the pilot episode of the American version of The IT Crowd, I was conflicted seeing its line-for-line and shot-for-shot retelling.
Ooh, it seems we have a visitor. I'm sorry, myself and Maurice were just engaged in quite a serious discussion about books and such. We didn't hear you come in. Silly, never seen
it. Hello,
so here's the thing. I mean it when I say The IT Crowd is one of my favorite shows of all time. And it's because I'm a fan that I would love to see a revival, a reboot, a remake, or whatever you'd call it. Yes, I'm all for original ideas, and I think we need more. But I'm also for an American version of The IT Crowd. And I don't think fans of the original would be the only audience for the American version either. Hey, we know American audiences like remakes of British workplace comedies. And personally, I didn't see The British Office until after I watched the American version. The pilot for the American IT Crowd is the same script as the British version. Same shooting style. Used one of the same actors, Richard Ayoade, reprising his role as Moss, and even the sets looked almost identical at times. And I think this worked in its favor, but I also think it was its downfalling. I don't think the show did enough to differentiate itself from the original. At some point, you have to ask the question, if this is so similar, why don't I just watch the original? And so, following series creator Grant Linehan's script, the American pilot follows the first day of the IT department's new manager, Jen, who, come to find out, is completely tech illiterate and lied about her qualifications on her resume. When she meets the other two IT workers, Roy and Moss, they discover her treatment and attempt to get her fired so they can again work in the freedom of having no direct supervisor. In the original, Chris O'Dowd played Roy, and if the remake was made after the success of Bridesmaids, perhaps he would have reprised his role as well. But then we might ask the question again of why aren't we just watching the original? Instead, a pre-Community Joel McHale plays Roy. I actually like this casting, and even in this bizarro universe, much of the original script still holds up. Not to mention starting a first episode on someone's first day in the office is a clever way to introduce the character and the audience to everyone. But going to back to what Ricky Gervais said about Michael Scott, by keeping the show about these underdogs, who would likely stay underdogs, it never really made me care about them as much as the British version. Maybe Joel McHale was too sarcastic and not desperate enough.
And maybe, with a script virtually unchanged,
the direction in an attempt to court more American audiences, the show lost some of its darkness. And perhaps it was the show's darkness that actually brought it light. Here's what the show's creator, Graham Linehan, had to say on the British Comedy Guide.
Similarly, had you took the IT crowd or the IT crowd?
No, it has nothing to do with you. No, I found out about that on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One day I was surfing the web, and I thought, the American version of IT crowd is currently being filmed.
But how does that happen?
I don't know.
How does it happen that they can take it to ABC without your...
Guess who did it? Guess who wrote it? The guys who've taken over Community.
Because the guy from Community's in it, isn't it?
He was okay, and the girl was pretty good too. But they just did a carbon copy of the pilot of our show, and the only thing I would have liked to have said to someone was, don't do ours. Try and make it different. Try and make it more American.
Yeah.
You know, that might be good. And they literally had the same plot and just changed a few words so they sounded more American.
And the same camera angles, isn't it?
Pretty much same camera angles. They thought we did all that shit deliberately. and it was mistakes, you know? We had these crappy sets because we couldn't afford better sets because it was a pilot episode. You know, everything looked wrong and bad. And also, the pilot episode was hung in a kind of upstairs-downstairs... See, now I'm talking about my show. the pilot episode was hung in a kind of upstairs-downstairs idea. And as the series went on, I thought, well, I'm not interested in that. I just want to have funny people in a room like Seinfeld, you know? And so we ditched it. But of course, it was all over that first episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, this is all...
How can that be?
Because they have... The thing is, they have lots of money, the Americans. And therefore, there's less of a need to make decisions quickly.
Yeah.
So they don't decide things. They just throw money at
them. They probably thought I would be more flattered if they just did the same show.
Yeah. I don't understand how they could do it without you knowing.
But I'm pretty amazed at that too.
And that's how they do it. They just, you know, they just have so many resources available that it doesn't really matter.
But sure. Mm. So what? I just find that incredible that you're not in control. You're not in control of where it goes. If you've created it, you aren't.
It just depends. You know. I think what happened was the company that did the IT crowd also did things like X Factor and stuff like that. And they just thought, oh, that's what we do. It's a property. We just sell it and someone else does it. They thought it was like that. And they didn't realise.
Well, I guess it's like Community itself in that's been taken away from the man who created it.
Yeah.
We almost saw an American version of the IT crowd in 2007. Hell, it was given a full season order, and you can still find promotional graphics if you search hard enough on Google. And 7 years later, NBC attempted to remake the show again. In 2014, Deadline reported that Bill Lawrence, who developed the Rush Hour TV show for CBS, was working on another attempt to bring the IT crowd to America, with Community's Neil Goldman and Garrett Donovan signed on as writers. Will we ever see an American IT crowd? I don't know. But for now, at least we have the original.
What's wrong with you? Oh my God, you're crying.
I'm not crying, you're crying!
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. Stop getting at me. You're always getting at me.
I'm not getting at you. Stop shouting at me.
Why are these things always so hard to open?
Oh, my God! Whoa, calm down, everybody. What on earth is going on?
I don't know. I feel weird. I've been swearing like a flipping docker.
Denim just thanked me for Project Icarus and I started crying like an actress. What's going on?
Maybe it's all this stuff that you both eat.
Oh, will you get off that?
No, honestly, it's true. Okay, Moss, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Smarties cereal.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know Smarties made a cereal.
They don't. It's just Smarties in a bowl with milk.
Case closed. It's too much sugar, that's all.
No, no, hold on now. I basically live on sugar, and we've never had these problems before.
Well, the only other explanation is... No, no, it's silly.
What?
Well, I feel ridiculous even saying it, but where I worked before, it was me and a few other girls, Liz and Suzanne, and whenever Aunt Irma was visiting me, we all kind of synchronized.
What's that got to do with us?
Well...
You think...
Well, maybe...
You're not saying...
I know it sounds crazy.
Whoa! You don't think that Aunt Irma is visiting us?
The symptoms, Roy!
I am a man! He's a man! We're men!
Okay, okay. Tell me how you're feeling.
I feel delicate. And, annoyed. And, I think I'm ugly.
That's her.
This is ridiculous. I've never heard anything so bizarre in my life.
Oh, stop shouting at her. You're always shouting at her, and it's not fair. It's not fair.
Has this ever happened to you?
From today, dialing 999 won't get you the emergency services. And that's not the only thing that's changing. Nicer ambulances, faster response times, and better-looking drivers mean they're not just the emergency services, they're your emergency services. So, remember the new number.
Tumble.
Well, that's easy to remember.
0111-999-881993. Thank you so much for listening to the show this week. I know I've said it a bunch, but I really mean it. Go watch The IT Crowd if you haven't already. It's a great show. I think you'll really like it. If you like this show, I hope you'll like The IT Crowd. I hope there's a similar audience involved. But regardless, thank you for listening and hope you enjoy both this and The IT Crowd. Coming up next week, we have an interview with director, filmmaker, all-around great guy, Jordan Brady. He was on the show earlier, so go back and check out his episode. But we're going to be talking to him. He just directed a feature documentary called I Am Battle Comic, and it's about comedians who go out and perform for the troops. So it's an interesting discussion. So if you have time, if you want to sort of catch up on who Jordan is before listening to that episode next week, I recommend going back and finding that episode. If you want to, you can follow the show on Twitter at CISO Show. That's SEESO Show. I'm at Andrew Steven on Twitter. Let's be friends, say hello, etc., etc., etc. Anyways, hope you're all doing great, and I hope to see you next time. Bye.
You wouldn't steal a handbag. You wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't steal a baby. You wouldn't shoot a policeman and then steal his helmet. You wouldn't go to the toilet in his helmet and then send it to the policeman's grieving widow and then steal it again. Downloading films is stealing. If you do it, you will face the consequences.
Man, these anti-piracy ads are getting really mean.